Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Running a little later than a typical weekday, and the times will probably be a little fluid the rest of this week as we celebrate the Thanksgiving holiday, and my work schedule is a little more flexible, and schools are out of the building for the rest of the week, and so my timing has allowed me to sleep in just a little bit today. But we're continuing in the devotional journal, A Heart of Thanksgiving, collection of devotions that I wrote originally a year ago throughout the month of November and compiled into a book this past summer. Today's topic is on being thankful for the freedom to serve. If you've been following these broadcasts, you know, you might remember that a week and a half ago or so on Veterans Day, our focus was on being thankful for freedom. Today we're going to take that another step as we look at what God says about why we have freedom. Paul writes, he says that we are indeed set free, but to not use our freedom to satisfy or to indulge our sinful nature, but rather serve one another in love. And today, as we pray, as we consider how God would have us to be thankful, I'm thankful that I do have the freedom to serve. There are times where I think all of us have things that we want to do, that we would like to do, and we're not allowed to. We're set aside. We're told, no thank you, we're not interested. And sometimes we're happy about that. It's not something we really wanted to do anyhow. We just felt we ought to volunteer. And other times it's somewhat disappointing that we felt there was something we could offer and it just wasn't wanted. But it comes to serving others. God says, you've been set free in order to do that. You've been set free from the pride and the arrogance that would keep you from even having a desire to serve others. You've been set free from the need to elevate yourself or to prove yourself to someone else. You see, when God says to serve one another in love, he's talking about looking out for their interest above our own. We live in a time and a culture, and as many have been, it's not that this is a unique culture completely, where the personal idea of freedom is the idea that I can do whatever I want. We hear that all the time. It doesn't take a child very long to come up with the phrase, because they've heard it somewhere, you can't tell me what to do. I can do whatever I want. And while that's a very human response, it's not a very godly nor a very scriptural response. When Paul writes and talks about all things being permissible, he makes it clear that not all things are beneficial. That whatever freedom that we have is not meant for us to be able to do anything that would make another person stumble in their faith. Jesus taught, he says that it would be better for a person to have a millstone, this heavy rock hung around their neck and to be cast into the sea, than to cause a little child to stumble. Now, if we spend all of our time worried about what someone might think about what we do, we're probably going to become paralyzed with inaction. Fear would grip us from doing anything that would benefit anyone, because what if someone else is offended? We kind of see that in a way in our culture of so much worry about somebody being offended by the truth. And there are times that people won't like what we do. But God judges the heart. He judges the motives. He knows why you're doing it. And that's the area that we really have to spend time evaluating and wrestling with God on, purifying our motives. Is the real heart and intent to serve according to the needs of someone else? You see, that's what God calls us to. That's the freedom that He gives us. And it doesn't take long, it shouldn't take long, to look around and see that people have needs. And some needs are definitely more noticeable than others. But the question is, what are you doing with the freedom that you have to serve? If you're thankful for that freedom to serve, then I'm guessing you'll be serving people according to the needs that you see. It seems at times one of our favorite activities as Christians is to recognize a need and tell someone else that they need to meet it. And there are times where we need to recruit others to help. The need may be too big for us. It may be too dangerous for us. It may be something that we cannot do on our own because we're just not equipped to. And it could be something that God is wanting to use to build relationships with others that can also help. But there are times when we pass along the need simply because we don't want to meet it. So what would happen if the needs that we noticed, we first went to God and say, God, how do you want me to serve? What is it that I can do? What is it that you've already equipped me to do? And then, God, what do I need help with so that the service that is needed can be accomplished? You see, as we live being thankful for the freedom to serve, then we ought to be more in tune with the ways we can serve. I don't know about you, but my mind tends to really get hung up on the negatives. I hear or I see things that I just can't do. And it's so difficult for me to overcome those feelings or those statements of no. And it really doesn't matter if they come, that statement comes from people or from God or from where, from within. So to take time to be thankful for the freedom to serve not only frees me from the selfishness, it frees me from the bondage of that negative thought pattern. God reminds me many times that just because that isn't going to happen there doesn't mean there's nothing for you to do. And God has used the no in my life to redirect me more times than I can count. COVID has been a good example of that. In a lot of ways, it said no to many things that I had scheduled, I had planned, that I had believed that I would be doing to serve others. But because of that no, I noticed other needs that I could do, that I could help with, that I could meet, that I could use to serve people in love. And so it's a lesson for me, and I hope it's a lesson for you, that when what you think you want to do doesn't take place, for whatever reason, I'm not talking about simply giving up immediately and not persevering, but there comes a point where it's clear that it's time to do something different. And God may well bring you back to what you originally had intended, but don't miss the opportunities to serve and to use that freedom to serve while you wait. To look for the people, the needs, the ways. We're all changing, we're all growing, we're all hopefully maturing in Christ. And so we see things differently, we hear things differently, we notice things differently. This season of Thanksgiving, how will you be thankful for the freedom to serve one another in love? And how will that thankfulness be seen in what you actually do? As we spend some time praying, I would encourage you to think about the opportunities that are in front of you. Think about the opportunities you may have suggested to someone else that ought to be done. And ask God what specifically you can do in the midst of those opportunities. And when you find things that God has already equipped you to do, and you can serve, use that freedom of serving. When you find things that God has laid heavy on your heart and you need help, then ask God to bring you the help that is needed. Ask God for wisdom in who to ask and how to ask and where to go. But don't let the need for help keep you from exercising your freedom to serve. Sometimes it's a matter of jumping in and doing what you can and trusting that God will do what you can't. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You created us with a need to have purpose. And in the freedom that we have in Christ, you've given us this freedom so that we can serve one another. We can do that motivated by love, motivated by your love for us, and motivated by our love for people. So, Father, today as I pray, I ask that you would help us to examine our motives. Examine why we do what we do, why we want to do what we want to do, why we neglect doing what we don't want. Father, help us to examine more fully how we approach the concept of freedom. Father, forgive us for the times where we used our freedom to indulge our selfishness at the expense of others. Father, as we look at the things that are in front of us, the things that are around us, may we notice the ways that we're able to serve. May we make use of the freedom that we have to serve in love, to serve according to the needs of others, to serve in ways that are beneficial to what they need. Father, give us the courage to step out and to do what you've already equipped us to do, what you've called us to do, what you've prepared us to do. Even when we feel inadequate, may we know that the one within us, that you are greater than any obstacle we could face. Father, for those times where you've presented opportunities and we've tried to pass it off to someone else and it hasn't gotten done by anybody, forgive us and remind us of why we have freedom. Remind us of how to use that to benefit others, even more so than ourselves. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that not only would we serve them in love, but they would know they too have a purpose. That they can serve and should serve. And so as we are presented with those opportunities by you to serve others in love, may we include our children in doing so. May they not just see it and hear it, may they participate in it. Father, as we look to the needs in our community, the needs in our families, the needs that surround us, forgive us for our selfishness, for our pride that has refused to help when we could have. Cleanse our thoughts and our minds of all the excuses that we've used to not serve. Father, for those times where we felt unwanted or unneeded or rejected, may you restore the purity of our thoughts, the wholeness of our motives, the fullness of our desire to honor you with the things that we do, to honor you with the freedom that you've given us. To continually serve others in love. Father, may we have confidence in the things that we do because we have confidence in our relationship with you. Father, may we continually live in communion with you, in conversation and listening and companionship, that we're not tossed about by every wind and wave that rolls through our mind. But we've surrendered fully to your lordship so that we can find the freedom that we need, the freedom that we want. And Father, as we find that freedom, may we always remember to allow you to direct it so that our service to others, our love for people, would point them to Jesus. May we use this freedom to serve, to lift up Jesus in every way possible, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.